I'm going to preach to you from 1 Samuel chapter 14. The Word of God tells us that the church there was backslid. It wasn't in a place that it should be. The leadership. But there was a man by the name of Jonathan. Jonathan was a leader. But Jonathan said to a young man, he said, "Would you go with me?" And my question that I felt directed of the Lord tonight, Brother Goodwin, to ask this camp, was we have some, Jonathan was a friend to David. And we have some pastors and youth pastors that are friends to the son of David. And they're asking, would you go with us? Would you help us? But what so particularly drove to my heart was they was at Michmash. The Bible tells about Bozez and Sana. That means slippery spot. They was hid in the earth. They was hiding in the holes. And they got tired. Jonathan got tired of hiding in the world. What would happen in this camp if we had some young people that would be tired of hiding in the earth and come on out? But see, Michmash means a concealed place. A concealed or a hidden place. And there are hidden places in your heart. This is what the Lord directed me to share with you now. There are concealed areas in your life. There's hurts. There's misunderstandings. You don't understand. But you got to get beyond that concealed place and let the Lord help you. Because if you read the rest of this chapter, you find that when they climbed up the mountain, he followed after. He didn't lead. You can't. Are you here? Are you still with me? Thank God that you have some godly leadership that wants to direct you in the right way. Just the other day, I don't know if you know where Joplin, Missouri is. Just the other day, there was a young lady that was there at the camp. And she had been talking to a man on social media. By the pictures, he was a young man, just a couple of years older than her. And she was going to leave and run off and meet him. And they said, "Don't do that. Don't do that." They pleaded with her not to do that and to break all of that off. She said, "I know better." She left the camp. What he told her was, as he was sending a friend of his to pick her up, an elder man who was a pedophile picked her up in the car. Somebody noticed that she had left the camp. They tracked him down. Thank God he stopped at a gas station. He was the man that had put the young man's picture up. He had gasoline. He had duct tape. The plans that he had for her that she had no idea, but she wouldn't listen. You're not hearing me tonight. There are things that you are concealing. You think the man of God just don't want you to have any fun. You think your parents are old fogies. But you better listen. You better listen. Listen, it's time to get down to business with God. And what would happen? What would happen if we had some young people like this young armor bearer that said, "Our heart is knit with yours, Pastor. Whatever God says, you just go, we're going to follow you." You talk about a revival in your church. But you got to get beyond that concealed place. You got to get over those hidden things. And you got to let the Lord help you. I appreciate all the prayers for us. Just this past Sunday, we had another member of our church that went home. I told the staff, I'm going to be able to go out this morning and be able to tell the people in the church that we've not had a funeral or a death this week. About 30 minutes later, received a call that another one of our members had went into eternity. We've had several right on top of each other, and some of them in tragic ways that we don't understand. But God has helped us. I told them the other day, I preached two funerals of 25-year-old men. It was affiliated with the church. One was leaving his house on his way to a party. And his mama said, you don't need to go. She said, if you don't change your ways, you're going to wind up in hell. The last words he told his mother was, I want to go to hell. I'll party with my friends. Then just a few days ago, Brother Zach went home to be with the Lord. He was leaving his house on his way to the house of God. Even in the middle of tragedy, there's hope. Your life is a vapor. It's here for a moment and it's gone. It's time to get beyond the concealed areas, get behind the men and women of God, and let's bring revival. What would happen if we had some young armor bearers that said, whatever's in your heart, you can count on us. We'll go with you. Maddie, would you turn around and wave at these people? Stand up. Wave at them. Hey, there's your mama. Maddie and her mom have been in our church for about 6 months. God has done some supernatural things in their life. There are folks that are depending on us. Don't wait until you get 25 to start working for the Lord. Don't wait until you turn 18. Get busy now. Say, Pastor, whatever is in your heart, just let me know. We're going to make a difference. The Bible said when they climbed up that hill and they came over the edge, they started. And evidently, Jonathan knocked them down and the armor bearer slew them. He got to get in on the action. The Bible says after they had slew about 20, that the Lord shook the place. If we'd start, I believe God would shake America again. I believe God could shake it again if we could get somebody that'd say, I'll go with you. Do we have any young people that'll say, I'll go with you, Pastor? We're gonna bring revival. We're going to take our community. We're going to reach our city for Jesus. God is looking for your availability, not your abilities. You'll say, Lord, here I am. Use me. He'll help you. There's somebody here tonight that has some concealed areas of hurt. And we want to pray for you before we dismiss. You're never going to get where you need to be as long as the enemy holds those things over you. But if you'll let the Lord help you, you can come out from under the rock. Are you tired of being under the rock of depression? Are you tired of being under the rock and the enemy making fun of you and lording over you? If you're tired of being under the rock of condemnation over something of the past, if you'll come out tonight, God will help you. I'm not asking you to tell us what it is. All I'm asking you to do is step from where you're at and come out, hallelujah, and God will help you. God will bring the victory. Somebody needs to step out. Somebody needs to come. We're going to meet you in this altar. I know, Brother Snow, he's missed it. We've already had an altar service. But God's calling for you right now in your mishmash, right now in the middle of your concealed place, in the middle of your heartache. God is saying, if you'll step out and come on out from under the rock, I'm going to bring you up and I'm going to give you the victory. I said, I'm going to give you the victory. I want you to stand with me all over this place. This is not a general call. This is not for everybody. Some of you are hid under some hurt of the past. You need to step out right now and come. Some of you have had some misunderstanding. If you want the Lord to help you, He's here to help you. I think, Brother Goodwin, one thing about it is Jonathan got tired of being under the rock. And until you're tired of the enemy lording over you, until you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, the enemy will keep his foot on top of you. But God, oh, I feel Him here right now. But God is ready to bring somebody out from under the rock and let them start climbing up. There's a couple more. Don't let the enemy hinder you another night. Somebody's going to go to sleep tonight better than they've slept in a long time. Hallelujah. When the enemy starts hounding you over that fault and that failure of the past, come on, somebody needs to get a hold of it right now. We're going to go with you. God's going to help these folks. I need a brother to come and gather with every brother. This young man, right? God's going to do something for you. God's going to do something for each one of you. I need a sister to come gather with each one of these sisters right here. God sees the heartache. He knows the family situation. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're facing. He knows what's been concealed. He knows that mishmash. He knows that area, and the enemy has kept you hid, and he's made fun. And while others have raised their hands and praise the Lord, you've been hid. But somebody's fixing to crawl out from under the rock tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody's fixing to put the devil to flight. Hallelujah. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Now, hallelujah. Begin to lift your voice and begin to cry out to the Master. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I'm depending on you. I don't understand why I went through it. I don't understand why I had to face it. But I'm believing you right now, and by your help and by your grace, I'm coming out. I'm coming out of this place. Lord, I will sing again. I will rejoice again. I will magnify you again. I'm going to get on top of the enemy and put the enemy under my feet in the name of Jesus. Devil, you're a liar and a defeated foe.
Seems it can
in the name
be
of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bring healing in the name of Jesus. I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. Come on.
Everything stops. He'll meet
Hallelujah.
Right here where we are.
I can the enemy meant it for evil. But God's fixing to turn it around. Hallelujah.
Enough.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So when it
come out of that concealed place.
Done, I know God is big enough.
Yes,
I can run
Lord.
The race I'm called to run.
Yes, Lord.
God is big enough.
I give it to you.
And as everything stops, He'll meet us right here where
come on.
We are. I can feel it rising up. I know God.
I'm tired of being under the rock.
Enough.
We need somebody that'll help us.
I've got a heart that's full of
God, by your grace. Let Him refill you tonight.
There are mountains ahead that I can't move.
Hallelujah.
Still, but I know when I'm weak, He's strong. When I can barely breathe.
sister.
Finish everything he starts.
Give it to the Lord.
Meet us right here where we
Give it
are.
To the Lord.
I can feel the
Give it to the Lord.
I know God is being enough. On the days that the shadows
The enemy's being put to flight.
Small.
The enemy's being
I
put to flight.
In my strength that
he thought he was going to keep you down forever, but God's bringing somebody up tonight.
Every single moment is in your hand. Even
Hallelujah.
The whole world shakes, you're the rock on which I stand.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes,
when
Lord.
It seems it can't be done. I know God is here.
Come on.
I can run the race I'm called to run, because I know is big enough. You'll finish
now.
Everything
right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus, right now.
Feel faith right
Hallelujah.
Now.
Hallelujah.
God is big enough.
Me shall prosper. Hallelujah. I'm standing on the promise of God.
Small.
Yes, Lord.
I'll
yes, Lord.
That I don't stand
yes, Lord.
In my strength that
yes.
All of no.
Yes.
Cause I will live a day. You take
Give strength
plan.
In the name of Jesus.
Every single moment is in your hand.
Devil, you're
Even
a liar.
The whole world
I shall overcome.
Which I
in the name of the Lord for the glory of God. Yes,
when
Lord.
It seems it can't be done.
Yes.
I know God is big enough. I can run the
I'm
race
coming out.
I'm called to run.
I believe
God
you, Lord.
Is big enough. You'll finish everything.
Put the enemy to flight.
Starts. He'll meet us right here where we are.
Oh,
I can feel faith
yes.
rising up. Cause I know God is big enough.
Raise your hands, ladies. Ladies, raise your hands. Raise your hands. God's not through. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey. Here comes the Spirit of God. Shut that up, right now. He's bringing deliverance. Right now, he's bringing strength. Hallelujah.
Bigger than the lies.
I'm moving forward. Up a mighty army, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
The race I'm called to run. Cause I know God is big enough. He'll finish everything he starts. He'll meet us right here where we are. I can feel me rising up. I know God is big enough. When it seems it can't be done, I know God is big enough. I can run the race I'm called to run, cause I know God is big enough. Finish everything he starts. He'll meet us right here where we are. I can feel faith rising up, cause I know God is big enough. Bigger than the fear that surrounds me, bigger than the chains that have bound me, bigger than the story my past could tell. Oh, God
yes.
is
yes, Lord.
Bigger than the weight of
yes.
tomorrow, bigger than the hurt and the sorrow, bigger than the lies I've told myself.
victory, Jesus.
I can run the race I'm called to run, cause I know God is big enough to finish everything he starts. He'll meet us right here where we are. I can feel it rising up. I know God is big enough. I've got a heart that's full of faith-filled helplessness.
Right here where we are, I can feel
song. Even though it's hard right now, I'm not here on my own. Oh, and when it seems it can't be done, I know God is near. I can run the race I'm called to run, 'cause I know God is near.
Yeah. words tonight.
We are standing.
Oh, we are standing. One more time, hallelujah.
We are standing on holy ground. Oh, and I know
that there are angels.
They're all around.
Oh, hallelujah. On holy ground. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you thankful tonight for Jesus? Aren't you thankful tonight for Jesus? I didn't say, aren't you thankful for religion? I said, aren't you thankful for Jesus? Hallelujah. Because you see, Jesus has come into this service. Even as Pastor Snow preached, exhorted us tonight. Amen. You don't have to stay where you're at. Oh, hallelujah. You don't have to stay where you're at because of Jesus. Amen. And I saw God do some definite works. Amen. Pastors, they came tonight at your invitation. Amen. God did a definite work. And maybe you didn't come tonight. If not, I challenge you before you go home this week. Amen. Come out. Hallelujah. Come out. Let the Lord do his divine work in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank Pastor Randy Snow from Faith Tabernacle here in Denton for coming on the spur of a moment. Very busy schedule this week, but coming to minister tonight. Appreciate him and his ministry this evening. Looking forward to God continuing to move. We'll have service again in the morning at 9:15. Amen. Encouraged to be here for that. Tomorrow night at 7:30. Amen. Brother Jacob Smith will be preaching again tomorrow night at 7:30. Encourage you to plan on being here tomorrow night for that. And you campers, amen, just be in prayer. The church is open here in the morning at 7 o'clock for prayer. If you'd like to come and pray, and just come and seek the Lord. And just determine that you're going to leave this week different than the person you came because of Jesus. Amen. Because of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody said the other day, all my young people came wanting the Holy Ghost, and we all need it. We all should want it, and we can all have it. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, that God would baptize every one of us with the baptism in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. If you'd like to be seated, we do need to receive an offering tonight. If you're through praying, if not, feel free to continue to pray.